You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring, boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
All right. We are live here with Jake Oliver. Jake, thanks for joining us today, man. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to zoom in here. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Doing well.
Yes.
Just coming off the opening day win.
I was going to say solid first day yesterday. We won't name the opponent, but it's a solid. If you're going to play a bad team, you might as well put it on them like that. But I'm excited for this one, especially coming off, you know, last year. I'm not a D-backs fan, but I had to pull out my Randy Johnson jersey here. But yeah, man, it's an exciting time to be a D-backs fan, even though it's that division. We were just talking Giants about an hour ago, but it's like everyone's talking Dodgers, but I think this is one of, if not the most competitive division in baseball currently. You know, I mean, I think the AL West, the NL West, you got a lot of competitors out there and a lot of good teams. So everyone thinks it's the Dodgers to lose, which it is, but I'm excited to watch the Giants, the Padres, the Diamondbacks. But yeah, give me your general outlook going into the season here. What you got for me?
I mean, it's hard to not be positive considering that they reached the World Series last year. So it's kind of like, you know, it's hard to top that. But I mean, their offseason was just probably, if they reach the playoffs, Hazen, Mike Hazen won the executive of the year, because what else do you give the GM that gets two great starting pitchers, a good DH, a great third baseman, and Eugenio Suarez was you know, and just depth all around. It's an A+ offseason. They're about to announce the Jordan Montgomery signing any minute now. They have a press conference scheduled, so
it's going. Yeah, to man. Absolutely, I do think, like you said, a lot of these teams, the offseason, they could be good, but I think the Diamondbacks did have one of the best off seasons going into it. And as a, you know, I'm wearing my D-backs jersey here because it's the only jersey I have. But being a Seattle guy, watching two of the fan favorites go down to the Diamondbacks, I'm glad they're with the Diamondbacks. You know, at least they're in a different league, in a different division. But Suarez and Paul Sewald, guys that we love, that are, you know, big acquisitions for you guys that down the stretch could be huge. And then just to, I mean, the cherry on top going right into the season, you get the Montgomery signing. Although it's 1 year, it's what a guy to have, a big game pitcher, and a guy who's going to put up innings and give you pretty solid numbers throughout his career, but definitely a big time sign there. But just to make some of those moves and even getting guys like Gurriel Jr. and some stuff like that, it's going to be interesting to watch. And then, of course, you got one of the most electric young guys in all of baseball with Corbin Carroll. So we're going to see how his sophomore year is. But in regards to pitching and the Jordan Montgomery signing, what's the outlook for maybe the starting rotation here? Obviously, the bullpen is pretty solid. But going into the year, competing with, I think, one of the best, probably the best division when it comes to starting pitching. How do you think you guys are going to fare up with you know, the Padres and the Giants and the Dodgers and some of those guys?
I definitely think that once we get Montgomery and Eduardo Rodriguez healthy and back in the rotation, mm-hmm. that starting five with Fott, who was a postseason ace, going to the number five slot in the rotation, I mean, I'm not sure anyone in the division can really match up against that. Maybe the Dodgers, once Yamamoto gets situated and they get healthy, with Kershaw and Buehler. But right now, I mean, Michael King and Dylan Cease are with the Padres, and they're, you know, King is in his first year starting. The Giants have to still get Blake Snell situated, and there's no way he can repeat what he did last year. And then you have Logan Webb, but the Giants don't have a ton of depth as starting pitcher. I mean, Montgomery could be a number two on so many other rotations. Eduardo could be a number two on so many different rotations. And Merrill Kelly should have been an all-star last year. So to have basically a full rotation of number two or number three type guys, plus one of the runner-ups to Cy Young and Gallen, I mean, it's definitely a top five rotation. It's not your Mariners rotation, but it's pretty darn close.
Sure, yeah. I think it's going to be interesting to watch. I do think all around the West Coast at this point in time, I think the energy has switched over from, obviously, it used to be the American League East was the big thing. It was all over the place. I think the attention is kind of, and I don't think I'm biased there. I know I'm a West Coast guy, but I'm paying attention to the whole league here. And it's, you know, it's one of those rotations. And, you know, obviously Texas is not West Coast, but they're in the AL West. So it just, all the teams over there, it seems like, are really bolstering up their pitching staffs. And I think the offense too. I mean, you throw a guy out there like Kyle Freeland last night, and I think that's who pitched. I don't know. I just saw the updates after about the third inning, and I was like, well, I don't need to check in on that game. But you throw a pretty quality arm out there, and you guys just kind of came to play, which is you got to do. But I think it was kind of a, hey, we're still here kind of thing. So I think there's just as good of a chance of you guys making another run and pushing into the playoffs as any of those other National League West teams. And I'm not too sure about, you know, prospects with the D-backs. I'm sure, you know, they've got some in the tank. I feel like historically they've either had guys come up and then get traded or come up and maybe not pan out. I don't know what you guys got. Is there anyone you're excited about that's, you know, maybe had their cup of coffee in the big leagues or about to kind of make their mark? Because I'm not too aware of them, but fill me in on it.
There's quite a few. It's kind of funny. They got their young core now that was their top of the prospects, and now a lot of their prospects are on the lower level. And in a couple of years, they're going to be up at the top. And then, you know, it's going to kind of replenish the depth and the, you know, get more youth going with the Diamondbacks in a couple more years mm-hmm. when they're getting their next core going. But they have Jordan Lawler, who has five tool potential. He just got surgery on his thumb and is out 8 to 10 weeks, but he's expected to be handed the reins to shortstop by the end of this season, if not next year. Then you have mm-hmm. Drew Jones, the son of Andrew Jones. He dealt with a difficult injury season last year, but I mean, he's the number two overall pick for a reason. The dude has, again, five tool potential with the ability to hit 20 plus home runs, win the Gold Glove in center field, and hit 260, 270 with 30 plus stolen bases. I mean, he's got all-star all over him. Then the pitching side, you have Dylan Rae and Yumin Lin, who both are starting pitching prospects that have the ability to make it to the MLB and join their starting rotation within the next two or so years. Lynn might even be at the end of this season if they have a need for him. And they both are great pitchers, have excellent command of their pitching, have decent speed. And, I mean, Diamondbacks prospect system is not getting the rankings it deserves because they did lose Corbin Carroll last year. They lost Brandon Vaught. So they definitely could be hit in that regard. But by the end of the season, they should be a top 10 system. And plus, one of the guys that has the best names in the business, Gino Groover. I mean, he's a first baseman that all he does is hit. He's going to hit for sure.
That's what you got to do, man. If you're first baseman, you know, catch the ball, pick some balls, and use the fucking bat. Do what you got to do. I'm sure it's, you know, you guys have heard this a million times too, but one of the guys I was really excited about and then kind of, you know, has, you know, I hope he picks it up, but Pavin Smith, he's a South Florida guy. He's a guy that I grew up playing against and just was one of those guys at a younger age where I was like, this is a big leaguer for sure. And I don't know, maybe just hasn't panned out yet. Maybe it's just not the right place for him, but it seems like that was kind of the vibe with a little bit of the prospect tank while ago where it would come up and maybe just not pan out. But it's definitely an exciting future for the Diamondbacks moving forward. But, you know, as we do with all of these interviews here, you know, I throw it in your court. I kind of learn a little bit about the team going forward. If I don't know everything about them already, which I don't know for barely any team, but like clearly the prospect stuff. But Jake, I want you to state your case, however it's going to be, going into this 24 season for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
So it's playoffs or bust. I mean, they're coming off a playoff appearance. They made the World Series. They've added $70 million to their payroll this offseason. They've got multiple key additions. They're healthy. That once they get Seawald back from injury, they got a lockdown closer with Kevin Ginkle, who obliterated everyone he faced in the postseason. So right now it's truly just playoffs or bust. And if they can get right now, I'm projecting them for 88 to wins or so. And if they can get there, then that'll get them into the postseason with how big of a dogfight the National League is between the Phillies, the Marlins, the Mets, the Reds, you know, Padres and Giants. And then once you get into the postseason, it's anyone's ballgame. It's a brand new season. You start fresh 0-0, and like they proved last year, you know, anything can happen. You can sweep the Dodgers and get, you know, beat the bully that's bullied you for the last decade. You know, it's truly all up to the players. They are young. They know the rules now with the speed, the shift changes, the pitching timers. You know, they all came up with that, so they're all used to it. And I mean, they're just going to play their hardest. They're a connected team, like Torrey Lovello said. A connected team is a dangerous team. And as they showed last night, when they're firing on all cylinders, they can score 16 runs and just beat you up and, you know, leave nothing behind. So as soon
absolutely.
As
absolutely. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I like you said, I think it's fun to have a team that last year was kind of this, to the outside perspective, this Cinderella story. Getting into the playoff, which they kind of were, but this wild card team that gets in and they make this run and not only make it to the World Series, but put up a pretty good fight in the World Series against an absolute powerhouse of a team in the Rangers. But they don't go in and let it go. You know, they're not getting swept or whatever. But I do think a lot of people are like, okay, they made their run last year. But I think you said it. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's playoffs or bust. I think it's with the offseason additions. And I think with the connectedness of the team and the organization, they want to win. They've proven that they want to win, that they can win. And then you got some electric young guys, a good pitching staff, and, you know, a fan base that is, I think, recharged and re-energized after last year for sure. So starting off hot, not that the first game really matters. Same with spring training, but it's always good to see you win by 15. To start off the year. But yeah, man, I'm excited to watch. I mean, as an AL West guy, those are the games I'm really watching over there. But I mean, I think the NL West is like maybe the one I'm the most invested in outside of, you know, Mariners stuff. And I'm like, I just, it's all Dodgers all the time with the West Coast. I think it's theirs to kind of blow it this year, especially with everything that they've done and with the competitiveness that the West has. And usually there's one or two, maybe three teams at the bottom. I think the Rockies are the only ones that are like out. I hate to say that, but there's always going to be someone, but I think they're the only ones that are not even a contender for the playoffs. And I think everyone else in that division does have a legitimate chance. So it's going to be fucking fun to watch, man.
It's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, man. And Jake, I forgot to say this at the beginning, but first off, thanks for joining us. And then plug your podcast or social media, whatever you got, for people to find you and, you know, listen to some more Diamondbacks talk from you.
Sounds good. So my Twitter handle is Darth D-backs. I'm a reporter for Inside the Diamondbacks, which is a Sports Illustrated Fan Nation site. So I actually write for the Sports Illustrated. And so you can catch my content constantly on Twitter or on the site, si.com/fannation/insidethediamondbacks. So yeah, catch me on Twitter at Darth D-backs.
Sweet. And then for all those D-backs fans listening, I am the little unit, Reese J. Green. You can find me on Twitter. You saw me. I was Randy Johnson in the Dead Bird. But give me a follow, too, if you don't already. But, Jake, thanks for joining us today, man. And like I said, running around in circles here, but I'm excited to watch. So I'm hoping for the best for him.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You got it.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.